Good morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Conway. She is the curator of education at the Sonoma County Museum. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Well, dance in the museum. It's the Axis Dance Company, and it's coming to the Glaser Center, a museum event at the Glaser Center on August the 16th. So talk about this company and what they do.
Correct. We are hosting the Axis Dance event on August 16th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Glaser Center, which seats a little bit more than we can seat at the museum. Plus, it allows ample stage space for the dancers.
Nice acoustics, really nice acoustics.
Very nice staff as well.
Yeah.
And we are hosting the event in conjunction with our Margins to Mainstream, Contemporary Artists with Disabilities exhibition, which features, as the title suggests, artists from different backgrounds, disabilities, mental health challenges, physical disabilities. And we wanted to host an event that was integrative of all people and demographics.
Do you know anything about the history of this company, how it came into being?
I know a little bit about it. I'm a big fan of dance myself. I'm a big fan of the art form. I have a little bit of a dance background myself. And so the opportunity, when it presented itself, to bring in a dance company that, in their term, physically integrated dance, I was very passionate about executive director's idea to host them for an event.
Okay.
I believe they started with a movement class. Mr. Mazur, who was the artistic director, I think, until 1997. Mr. Mazur started a class of women in wheelchairs, a movement class for women in wheelchairs. And the class grew to perform. And then that began a dance company that started physically integrated dance. So they now feature able-bodied and dancers with disabilities. And now Judith Smith is the artistic director who took over, I believe, from Mr. Mazur.
Where is their home base?
I believe they're in Oakland.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So we are excited to have out-of-towners come to Santa Rosa. And their work is hard to describe. It's so moving and inspiring, having able-bodied and dancers with disabilities dancing together. And the dance vocabulary that they are able to use within the palette of movement is inspiring. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it.
Do you think it's likely that the museum will continue to focus on dance?
Well, I believe if the opportunity presents itself. And we like to focus on all art forms.
Right, right.
So we don't like to exclude any art forms, whether that be paintings, three-dimensional art, sculptures, whether that be all different diverse varieties of art forms we want to include. So dance doesn't necessarily lend itself to be at a museum. However, we don't want to exclude this art form if the opportunity presents itself.
Well, it's really a logical idea to think of a museum as a home for performance art, even though often it's not.
Very true. And I think that then creates an outreach that's further than the museum walls, because especially performance art has a whole different capacity to reach people, inspire people, enlighten people. And our museum's mission is to enlighten, engage, and inspire and educate. So if we find a format or an art form that can do that, we certainly will.
We love your museum.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, Cynthia. Let's tell people once again that August 16th, 7 p.m. At the Glaser Center, the museum will be presenting the Axis Dance Company of Oakland. For information, 579-1500, extension 17. Does that work?
Correct. And I wanted to add that Bernadette Alvarero is actually giving a movement workshop right after the performance for folks to either observe or partake in.
Great. Also, SonomaCountyMuseum.org will give you some information, too. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.